You know, there's another Brian Regan in show business. It's a true story. He's a screenwriter, and he's really good. He wrote 102 Dalmatians and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days and all these other good movies. But I didn't know about him. I was out on the road, and these people said, you want to do a local TV interview? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. They say, we want to do it out in front of the movie theater. I'm like, okay. Yeah, we want to have the 102 Dalmatians logo behind us during the interview. Okay. Does that look good on camera or something? So we're sitting in the little wooden chairs, and he goes, so tell me about the movie 102 Dalmatians. You know, that's a lot of dogs jumping around. You know it's going to be fun. How will 102 Dalmatians be different from 101 Dalmatians? I'm not a math expert. I'm going to guess 3 dogs.
Funny man, Brian Regan. Hey, it's a Ryan in the Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, as well as grand prizes that include a bike, blender, even a patio love seat. Now, the keyword this hour is park. It's like the password. The password is park. That's our keyword, park, P-A-R-K. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station, which would be WRJN, and use the text button to send the keyword park for your chance to win this statewide contest. Again, the word is park. Find WRJN on the Civic Media app. Use the text button and good luck. Get that keyword sent right now. You have until the end of the hour to do it, all right? Now, we'll have another keyword coming up at 10 a.m., another one at 1 p.m., and one at 3 p.m. today for your chance to win that overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Dells. And tomorrow's our last time. You get one more chance tomorrow. So go to the Civic Media app now, download it, look for WRJN, and type in the word park, P-A-R-K. That's our keyword for this hour, park, P-A-R-K. You got that? All right, good. Jitterbug. Jitterbug. Jitterbug.
Jitterbug. You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when your loving starts. Jitterbug into my brain.
At 7:09 at WRJN, I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here at Civic Media Radio, hometown radio. Refresh Brana Fuentes is here right now from the Racine Public Library.
Hi, Don.
It's the latest. It's the greatest. It's the library.
Yeah, library.
Put your grab that microphone. Face it right toward you. Here, every word you have to say is
here?
Important. Yeah, that's perfect. Okay. When I was a kid, I still hear people say it now. I went to the library. It's not the library. It's library. And it's not February. It's February. I don't know why those things annoy me in life. They just do. They just annoy me when people say library or February. I want to say, come here a second. Come here. How stupid are you? It's not library. So the little three-year-old kid said to me, but my mama said it's library. No, I didn't. It was. I never said that to a three-year-old. Well, thank you for joining us here this morning. You are the detective in the library system. That's what I'm going to call you. Because when somebody wants something and the Racine Library doesn't have it, I thought you scour southeast Wisconsin for it, but you scour the country for it.
Mm-hmm.
Even the world. Well, we found a library in France on Rue de Paris, and they have it. We'll have it sent here and be here in a couple of years. But actually, you do scour the whole system. So in the interlibrary system, it's not just Burlington and local, it's the country.
Mm-hmm.
How do you check the country? Let's say I want a book or a DVD or something that it's not at the Racine Library, because you don't have everything. You have almost everything, but you don't have everything there. So what do you do?
So the detectiveness he's talking about is interlibrary loan. So basically it's a service that allows patrons of one library to borrow materials that are held by another library. So what we do is we search on WISCAT. I specifically...
Now what's WISCAT?
It's basically like a huge catalog of All of them are materials in the country and DVDs, things like that. So you just search, and sometimes they have it, sometimes they don't.
This is like that thing that I always see on Dateline when they have somebody's DNA, they put it into the system, and they could tell everybody who's ever been arrested in America and check their DNA against it. That's basically what it is.
Yeah, basically.
So you're checking for a book. So if I want this particular book, and it's in Florida or it's in Alabama, you can find it.
What we do is when we send in a request, we're not able to specifically pick a library from the state. They accept the request, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And they'll get it to you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Through the mail.
You have to return it?
Yes, okay. Unfortunately.
I thought you had to keep it.
No.
But so how long does it take? Let's say I want that particular book and you found it in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. How long does it take to get here?
For them to actually accept the request, then for it to come in, it would take about like a week or two.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
And there's postage and everything on this thing. It's expensive.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a big fat book.
Oh, yeah. Get big books.
Who has to suck up the postage?
I don't know. I think the library does.
It's not me, though.
No, I don't. I mean,
in taxes, it does. But in other words, if I want the book, you didn't say, well, if you want that, it's going to be $26.99 because we got to ship it.
No. It's the library takes care of that. Unless you lose it, then that's a different story.
You know, I've told this story before. There are things I've never returned to the public library. I still have to this day. It's not your library.
Okay.
It's where I grew up in Massapequa, New York. I took out a book. Actually, my brother took out two books. He's to blame even worse than I am. Took out the book called The Giant in 1958, and he took out a book called The Roger Maris Story. It was Roger Maris, the baseball player, in 1963, and he never returned it.
Oh.
Yeah, naughty boy. I took out an album, the original Broadway cast of Bye Bye Birdie in 1968. I still have it. It's in my basement.
Oh, I wonder if you have fines for that.
And then I took out some newspapers. You were able to take out, this is before they had all the newspapers on the microfilm. So I took the newspapers and took them home with me. Variety, it was a showbiz newspaper. I still have them. I looked at them just recently for something. It was from 1971. I still have them.
Wow. The skeletons are coming out the closet.
Now, in all fairness, I called the library years later and they said, we don't want them back because we got rid of all our record albums. But now vinyl's making a comeback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do they want it now?
Maybe.
And it's just, I still have, you know how they used to do it? They used to have a, I mean, now you just scan stuff, it's in a computer, but they used to have to take a picture of the library card that said what you were taking out. They pulled it out, it said record album, Bye Bye Birdie, and they took a picture of the return card with a date on it, and they used to snap a picture of it on microfilm. And that's why they never caught a lot of people, because there was no computer. They had to physically look at this film to find out who didn't return stuff. And it's very time-consuming.
Oh,
and you had to have fines of it. And they have thousands of people, thousands taking stuff out of the library. I mean, the chance of them catching me. And I didn't do it on purpose. I just forgot about it. And so I still have them. You're not going to turn me in, are you?
I don't know. I have police on standby.
Remember Seinfeld, Mr. Bookman?
No.
It was a Seinfeld episode. Library detective, Mr. Bookman, showed up at Jerry Seinfeld's house. He had some books that he never returned when he was in high school. And he said, your library detective is actually named Bookman? And he was. He was a library detective. They don't have those, do they?
No.
Do I need to start worrying?
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay, so this is called the Interlibrary Loan System. And that's your department.
Yep.
That's what you do. That's got to be... You got to be a detective all day long because people want stuff. My wife took out a book. You had a copy of it, but you didn't have it in. They said, well, we found it in another Southeast Wisconsin library. It was a reference book. And they said, we'll have it sent here. But it was a reference book that's no longer considered a reference book. You could take it home with you. And they had it within 2 days.
Oh, that must have been a library that was closer.
It was Burlington.
Oh, yeah. That takes like a day or
two. Somebody's got to ride over there and schlep over and go pick it up. And you have people that do that, right? They just ride around all day picking up stuff from different libraries around here.
We have our regular guys that come in and drop off bins and bins of books, and it takes hours to organize. We have a huge machine. We call it Oscar, the Grouch. And basically, it like files through all the books and puts it in. It's really huge. You should see it one of these days. It's really big.
It's not a person named Oscar.
Oh, no, okay. No. We call it Oscar.
I thought maybe it was somebody worked at the library.
No, no.
Oscar the Grouch.
No.
This guy was grouchy. So that does work then, and people can get a book. And how long does it take you to find it?
On WizKat, it doesn't take me long. Sometimes I find it, sometimes I don't. So unfortunately, I have to make the call and tell them we don't have it anywhere. So
not in the entire country?
I guess not.
What's the oddest thing people have ever asked for that you couldn't find?
I think there was a book about something about prostate or something. I don't know.
And was it a real book?
Or they yeah, just, it was a real book.
And it's not available at any library in America.
I mean, it wasn't, no.
Wow. That must be a rare book.
Yeah. Sometimes if they're really old, they don't come. They just don't send them through.
Is that too, they're too old?
Yeah, they're too old. Too much liability.
Wow. But you get most of the books. You find them.
Mm-hmm. Even CDs. We have patrons that want like a CD from like the 70s, 80s.
Which is not that long ago.
I mean,
I'm playing music here from the 70s and 60s.
But to find them actually at a library is really rare for them to actually be there.
You have
lost.
A good collection at your library of CDs.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. Some oldies in there.
Yeah.
And DVDs too, huh? You can check the entire country for them.
Yeah, DVDs.
I love it because I did want a DVD, but you had many copies of it, but they were all out.
Yep.
And you said, well, we did find a copy in wherever library it was here in town or in southeast Wisconsin. I said, well, go get it. I want to see that
Bring
movie.
It.
And within 2 days, they got a little text on my phone, a little email that said, come get it.
Yep.
And I thought that was great. I mean, that's a great little system. A lot of people don't know this. They sit at home and say, oh, the library with the card catalogs. I've had it with them when I was a kid. There's so much more to the library today.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got a whole bunch of stuff here to talk about. Mm-hmm. What's coming up here at the library? There's a book sale. I got to find out how you determine which books are no good anymore and you want to sell them off.
We'll
talk about that coming up. Plus, we have news headlines from Stuart J. Waddles in just a moment here. That's all straight ahead. My guest is... Ms. Fuentes, Brianna Fuentes from the... I'm sorry, man. I'm looking at the clock here. Fuentes from the public library. What's your official title?
Official title? I am... I guess I'll just put it interlibrary loan specialist.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. That comes with a pension and everything, that job. That's good. All right. Brianna's here with us this morning at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refresh. Local news straight ahead. Keep it right here. And don't forget, the keyword we're right into spring is park. P-A-R-K. Download the Civic Media app. You have until the end of the hour to do it. And type in that word.
As I write this letter, send my love to you. Remember that I'll always be in love with you. Treasure these few words till we're together. Keep all my love forever. P.S. I love you. You, you,
60 songs Brianna says is old. I love you. This is new to me. Oh, the Beatles. Can't top the Beatles. They're the best. They're an old ancient group to you, Brianna, right?
I know about them.
I've heard about the Beatles, Abraham
Yellow
Lincoln,
Submarine,
George Washington, the Beatles. I heard about all those things. Yeah, Brianna Fuentes is here. She is the interlibrary specialist. She's the one who's supposed to get things for you that can't be gotten elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Brianna, let me just read some news headlines here so people know what's going on this morning. This is from Stuart J. Waddles in the news center today. A dog was one of the items stolen in a recent Racine County crime spree. Police say 38-year-old Cameron Hoffman of Beloit stole a Nintendo Switch and other items from a Durand Avenue electronics store on March 19th. A few days later, a nearby pet store said someone came in and stole a $5,000 dachshund. Officers caught up with Hoffman at an area motel where the dog was allegedly recovered. Not allegedly, it was recovered. The other items allegedly stolen were also recovered in the investigation. Hoffman is facing several felony charges. How do you steal a dog? Ugh, that can't get lower than that. A person of interest in a Carthage College attack Tuesday night isn't from Kenosha, has no ties to the college. Police say at around 8:30 that night, a female student yelled out for help during an attack, an attempted robbery. When another student stepped in to help, the suspect ran off. But as of last night, a person of interest was in custody. Police are working with Carthage security in the investigation. And smoke in southern Racine County coming from a controlled burn. An environmental group is working with Mount Pleasant officials and South Shore fire crews in an effort to help out near Highway 31. It'll be a midday smoke session just west of Green Bay Road and south of Braun Road. There'll be no closures along the nearby Pike River pathway. I've seen that occasionally. They have these controlled burns. You think the whole world is burning down. I mean, you find that they're just practicing. And they have to burn something. So Stuart J. Waddles in our news center watching those stories for us this morning. He'll have updates throughout the day right here at WRJN 724. And Brianna Fuentes is here from the Racine Library. Got a solar eclipse coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you're not supposed to look at those things direct because they can burn your eyes. And you don't know it while you're looking at it until all of a sudden you say, gee, it's dark in here. How come I can't see anymore? Because you burned your retinas. That's why. So what's with the solar eclipse viewing? You're going to have that at the library?
Yeah.
What do you have, like one of those pin cameras? Is that how you're going to do it?
I have no idea.
You know what a pin camera is?
No, I don't know what that is.
You take a piece of paper, you poke a hole in it, and you aim it toward the sun. And on another piece of paper, you can see the eclipse on the other piece of paper.
Yeah.
I did that during a solar eclipse when I was a kid. Take a piece of paper, you poke a hole, you aim it toward the sun, and you look down at the piece of paper, and you can see the sun with the eclipse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to have our own little special sunglasses.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, we're going to have them. It's going to be first come, first serve, so we have limited quantity. But it is April 8th from 12:52 to 3:22.
Hold on. Got to write that down. April 8th, what time?
12:52 to 3:22 p.m. It's going to be upstairs on the second floor.
That's when the solar eclipse is, huh?
I guess so.
Yeah. I guess you wouldn't do it unless the solar eclipse was happening that time. So on the second floor, is there like an open viewing area?
I think we're going to be doing activities. I don't know if we're going to actually do the event outside or from the big windows.
Still, it's exciting.
Yeah, it is. All ages are welcome.
I've seen, two solar eclipses in my lifetime. And both times it had to do with that pin camera because I had to don't look, burn your eyes. And I'm one of these, and all the other kids are going, I can see it. And they're squinting, and don't look. And I'm with my little piece of paper, my pin camera I made. And I was told not to look, so I got scared and didn't look.
Yeah, I've never seen one before, so.
Yeah. All right, Meet Your Favorite Local Author event is coming up. All right. Now, the authors have to be living. They can't be dead. A lot of authors passed away. We're not talking about Mark Twain or anything like that. But you can. So, how do you meet the authors?
So we're gonna have about 7 local authors. If you want to know the specifics of who's coming, it's gonna be on our website.
Can't tell us. Okay.
So they have presentations and panels. They'll talk about a little bit about themselves. You can also grab an autograph, and then they're also gonna be selling their own products there.
I had an author in here yesterday.
Oh, really? Who?
Yeah, Carol Gianforte. She does. These big events at the Golden Rondel with Jim Messier, and they're reminiscing about Racine, and she wrote a book about her life growing up on Carlisle Avenue in Racine. And my wife reads to me because she's such a great reader, and I love when she reads to me. I lay in bed, and she just reads. I close my eyes. I listen to it. And I started crying listening to the book. It was that good. I mean, she talks about growing up and then seeing her next door neighbors when they first got married. They were a newlywed couple and they were starting out their life together. Then they got older. They moved to Arizona and eventually they passed away from old age. I mean, I'm sitting there crying listening to this book. Because everybody can relate to that. She related to her father growing up and her dad used to fix the house and used to repair things on the house. And he got so old that he couldn't do that anymore. Aww. He couldn't repair the house. And I can relate to that. My dad got old too. And, you know, Dad, get off that ladder. What, you lost your marbles? And, you know, I can relate to all that stuff. And I'm going, crying in the bedroom and everything. My wife thinks, what's a sissy I married here? Anyway, so, yeah, it's a really good book. So she's a published author. And I had her sign the book yesterday.
Wow.
We have a lot of authors here in Racine. We get a lot of books from people who are living in Racine. They take a chance on it. They write their own books. Some, you know, get published by themselves and some get published by big publishing houses. I have Bob Barry. Now, you don't know who Bob Barry is. He was a big disc jockey at WOKY Radio in Milwaukee. And he's the guy who got to meet the Beatles when they first came to town. You remember the Beatles? We played that song a few minutes ago. You're familiar with the Beatles. He got to meet them and introduced them on stage at a concert in Milwaukee. He also got to meet the Rolling Stones, interviewed them when they came to town. So Bob Barry got to do all that stuff. He wrote a book, and it's the next book I'm going to read. Well, my wife's going to read to me. And we'll have Bob Barry back on the show again. So, yeah, we got a lot of published authors here in town.
That's cool.
In the area. And so, again, you're going to let this all out on the website. What date can they start checking?
Today.
Go on the website. Start checking which authors are going to be there.
Yeah,
okay. All right, Brianna, hang in here. We're going to get to that keyword once again. Go to download the Civic Media app. Look for WRJN and type in the keyword PARK, P-A-R-K, and you could be getting that getaway at the Dells at Chula Vista Resort, plus a lot of other prizes. 729, you hanging in, right? You're not going anywhere.
Yep, no,
right,
I'm
stay
strapped
right
in.
We are. No, she's not. She's here of her
allegedly.
Own, she's here of her own free will. Stay right there. WRJN, Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station at 729. Stay where you are.
In an effort to attract wealthier shoppers, Walmart is going to start selling high-end products.
Ooh.
It's very fancy. Now the Walmart greeter is wearing a tuxedo T-shirt.
Big antitrust suit against Apple. Have you been following this? Oh, this is very important. It's all about Apple, you know, abusing their power to have a monopoly. The Android people can't send a message easily to the Apple people. I mean, I'm not from the generation that built its personality about what phone you own. You know, kids come up to me, they're like, you're still using iPhone 11? Yeah, and my vacuum cleaner's from 2019. Should I drown myself?
Guys, the big solar eclipse is coming up. Ooh. And I saw that ABC and National Geographic are partnering to produce a two-hour live special for the event. Yeah. And then we'll have to wait another week for the Eclipse Tells All special.
When the CD player plays, you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm actually going to play that song again in another CD player because I like that song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
It also was a TV commercial for some leg shaver. They had Venus. This was the song. Hold on. Let's see if we can get this working here. Eventually, we'll get it to work. I'm no engineer, but I know I could put a CD in a player. You said you don't have CDs anymore. You don't use them, huh?
Nope, not anymore.
Let's try it now.
Yeah.
don't forget, it's our Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway and some other great prizes, too. Download the Civic Media app. Look for WRJN and type in today's keyword. The password is PARK. PARK. P-A-R-K. Type that in for your chance to win the statewide contest. Find WRJN, the Civic Media app, and use the text button to send that keyword right now. You have until the end of the hour. The word is PARK, P-A-R-K. We have one more chance for you to win tomorrow. PARK, P-A-R-K. Download the Civic Media app for your chance to win. Out of the entire statewide contest, we want somebody from WRJN to win. I don't want anybody from Park Falls to win, from Madison to win. I don't want anybody from any of our Civic Media stations to win except WRJN. I'm going to prove who the smart people are. They're in Racine. Brianna Fuentes is here from the Racine Public Library. She is the interlibrary loan specialist there. She goes, it doesn't matter where it is. If it's on Jupiter, she'll find
it. Yeah, I'll do it.
So, didn't we have the Land Rover on Mars? Do they have that book that was we put in the Land Rover? We need it back right away. Can you get that Land Rover back here? Anyway, so she is here visiting us today from the Racine Public Library. We always like our library folks to be here. We talked about the solar eclipse viewing. You can view at the library. They'll have special glasses for you. What are they, like 3D glasses you got to wear? Like you go to a 3D movie? Is that?
I think they're just flat.
Okay. We'll see the thing in 3D. Look, it's coming at me. Oh, no. All right. And by the way, I did hear Godzilla X Kong, which is opening up tonight at theaters. It's in 3D.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You get to see Godzilla exciting. Shoot fireballs right at your with his fire breath. So, yeah, that's in 3D. All right. So April 8th from 12:52 to 3:22.
Yep.
I think you can get there before 12:52. If you show up at 12:45 or 12:30, you can.
You can read a book.
You read a book and get ready for the eclipse viewing. They come by very few and far between, so this is a good chance for you to view the solar eclipse. Let's talk about a seed library. What's the seed library? Is it real seeds or?
Yes.
Oh, it really is seeds?
Yeah, okay. It's a huge mossy cabinet we have on the second floor. We have pre-packaged, pre-counted seeds. We have vegetable seeds, sometimes herbs and fruit seeds. And so they're free. You can take as many as you want as long as you use them.
I got to tell my wife that because she does seeds every spring. As a matter of fact, she bought this big box of seeds. And they have these little trays to get them started, you know, the little seedlings, and you plant them. And so she's doing that right now. I should tell her.
Yeah, tell her to come in, yeah.
You need a library card?
No. You just come upstairs and just grab them.
Oh, really? Yeah. Second floor. All right. We have library cards, just so you know.
Yeah.
We're not trying to pull a fast one here. We do have them. And I go to the library all the time. At Christmas time, we couldn't find these CDs here. The previous owner got rid of our Christmas CDs, so I had to go to the library to get Christmas music. And that's where we played our Christmas music from.
Wow.
From the public library.
Yep.
And they were in good condition. They didn't skip.
Oh, yeah. We cleaned those.
So that was good. That's where we got it from. I get my DVDs from there. You've got the newest movies. Now, they may be out because but you can get on a list. And the people return them pretty quickly. So you can always do that if you want to check out your local movie. What about the spring book sale coming up?
Oh, spring book sale. That... I don't know much about the book sale. And
let's move on then.
No, I'm kidding.
Go ahead.
Well, I have some information. I mean, all the proceeds support our library. It's with the Friends of the Library. We sell used, or I should say pre-owned, paperback and hardcover books, fiction and nonfiction for all ages, DVDs, CDs. If you're looking for a CD, Don, you can find one there. We also sell paintings and some home decor.
Paintings?
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, I see them. I see them on there.
So is this one of those things you hear about? Somebody said, I bought this painting from the library for $3, and now it's worth $450 million.
I mean, if you're lucky. I don't know.
You always find that. Somebody at Goodwill buys something. I bought this little trinket from Goodwill, and I found that it's worth $350 million. When I buy something from Goodwill, it's always worth less than what I paid for it.
But
you always find these people that fall into that kind of stuff.
That's my mom, basically.
She finds the expensive?
Oh, yeah. She sells on eBay, and she found something for 50 cents, and she found out it sells for about $1,000. So,
whoa!
Yep. Shout out to my mom.
I never fall into that luck.
No, me neither. I don't know how she does it.
See, when I go into a Goodwill store, I buy something I need. And the problem is what I need is not always, you know, you got to look around and say, you know, I think I see the word Rembrandt underneath that ink, over that paint. Maybe if I wash away the paint, I'll find it's a Rembrandt underneath it. I'm never that lucky. All right, so at the book sale, you've got DVDs, paintings. What do you mean home decor?
Home decor. It could be like vase. Is it vases?
Vases.
We have those. We have vases. We also have puzzles. But most of the time, it's just books and magazines, probably. Yeah, magazines, actually. Magazines. And CDs, DVDs.
Now, where's the book sale?
So right when you go into the library, it's right, you take a right, and it's in a long hallway. It's called the Booktique.
The Booktique.
We just renovated it, so it's a little bit bigger. We have more room.
You came up with that name, right?
No.
Okay. See, if I was you, I'd take credit for it. I don't know why. I take credit for it. People say, you know, I like what I heard on WRJN. You really like it? That was my idea. I really hated what you did there. I know. I told the guy I don't like it either. I always do that kind of stuff. I'm surprised you don't do that. I would take credit for everything. It's good. You go around once
they're listening, so I don't want to. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so what else is going on that I didn't get to?
We are closed. We actually closed. The library and the bookmobile is closed on Friday, March 29th, so tomorrow for spring break.
Spring break or Easter and Good Friday and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, technically we call it the beginning of spring break since we can't call it. Yeah.
Oh, we can't use the religious aspect of it. Through March 29th, which is what day?
Friday.
So it's closed for a week?
No, just tomorrow.
Oh, just...
yeah, just tomorrow.
It says here, this Friday, and I thought it meant through March 29th, which is right, tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's
tomorrow.
Just closed for one day?
Yeah.
That's spring break to you guys? One day?
Well, it's the beginning. I don't work Saturday, so I'm fine. It's mine. It's my time.
Yeah, and the library is open on Saturdays,
yep,
by the way.
Correct. Saturday.
Limited hours or what?
Until 4, just the same.
But it is definitely open.
It's definitely open.
Because I went to the bank the other day, one of my banks. I went to a different branch because I know my branch is closed Saturdays. And I went there because they said they were open Saturdays. And I got there. They weren't open.
Maybe they closed because you were coming.
No, their website says they're open. And the lady at my branch, when I went to go see her, she made the mistake of saying, how are things going? I said, okay, now that you asked, I'll tell you. I went to your branch, on the other branch on Saturday, and they were closed. Well, they were open. I said, I went there. I knocked on the window. There was nobody there. It was pitch dark. No cars in the parking lot. I know what closed looks like, and they were closed. But they were open till noon. I said, well, I got there at 5 minutes after 12, and there's no way they could have locked up that branch at the bank. No way they could have done that. Closed the lights, emptied the parking lot, locked the vaults, got everything in 5 minutes. No way. I'm off the air at 8 o'clock. I can't get out of here at 8:05, and I don't have to lock up anything. And she just gave me that blank stare, and I said, I know they left early because they weren't there at 12:05. And forget all that. The website said they're open till 1. It said right on the thing there, 1 o'clock they're open till. And I was there at 12:05. So I know they weren't open till 1. And I got this blank stare. Like, what do I tell this guy? He's getting irate. I wasn't irate. I didn't really care. She just asked me how things were. And I said, okay, now that you asked,
Let me tell you how things were.
Yeah. So as long as you asked, I'll tell you. I wasn't going to mention it. But I did mention it. Okay, so for people just tuning in now, you are the interlibrary
loan specialist.
Loan specialist. Yes. Oh, I love it. I know what my title is here. Disc jockey. I need some title. I need a title on my business card. You know what it says? I actually have a business card.
What does it say?
Well, you tell me. Here, tell everybody what it says.
Okay, we'll see what it says. He's bringing
it's
a very it out.
Thick business card.
It's very nice. Let's see. What does this? Oh, morning show host. Very official.
But that's all it says.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool.
Well, that's what it says. So they gave me these business cards. I don't know who I give them to, but I, you know, if you want one, I can give you one. I don't know what you're going to do with it. The wrong phone number's on there, by the way.
Oh, really? Yeah. So it's...
Well, it's got my cell phone number in there, which is legit. So
that's good.
So that'll work if you want to get a hold of me. So Brianna's job is to find what you're looking for. And if you're looking for something, you say, see, I searched this library. I looked in the Dewey Decimal Card System, which they don't have anymore. I checked the Dewey Decimal Card System. They don't have this. But I need this book. I need it now. And you say, I'll find it for you.
Yep.
Do you check the whole state first, or do you check everything from the whole country.
I check our catalog first. So I check if we have it in our library or in Burlington, in Kenosha, just basically in the state. And if not, I send out a request, and whichever library accepts the request, that's the library we get it from.
What do you mean accepts the request? They can turn you down?
Yeah. They could be like, sorry, we're not going to.
Not giving it to you?
We're not giving it to you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You have to report them?
No. I mean, you don't have to lend out something, you know.
It looks like, sounds like Radar O'Reilly on MASH trying to get some medicine from another MASH unit. We're not giving it to you. We have it. We're not going to give it to you. And, you know, that's what it sounds like to me. You don't even know. You don't watch MASH, so you don't know.
No.
Oh, my goodness. It's so difficult to talk to somebody who's so young. And I think I heard about the Beatles. I was reading a history book, and they mentioned the Beatles in there. I think it was the rock group the Beatles mentioned in that history book.
Hey, I was born in 2001, so.
Oh, no! I was already applying for Social Security back then, which I really wasn't, but. Wow. That's all. By the way, for everybody listening, for opening day today for the Brewers at Citi Field to play the New York Mets, guess what? It's rained out. They got rain there, and Citi Field was built without a roof on it. So opening day will be played tomorrow, and I'll find out the exact time, hopefully, before I leave today. If I not, you'll get it tomorrow morning. Opening day will be tomorrow instead. The Brewers at Citi Field to take on the New York Mets. Supposed to be this morning, but Stuart Jay Waddles told me before that, hey, not going to happen. It's raining in New York and Queens, so all right. More coming up with Brianna in just a moment here at WRJN Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. With Brianna here about my days going to see the New York Mets at the old Shea Stadium when I was a kid. My dad had season tickets to his company, so we used to steal a few on weekends, and I used to get them going with my friends. And I couldn't believe it, but sometimes the games ran late with the New York Mets. And I actually stood on a train platform in Woodside, Queens at midnight on a subway platform. Ugh. Can't believe my mother let me do that. I was 13 years old. I'm sitting on a subway platform in the middle of the night. And whoa, it's amazing. I'm here to talk about it. All right. Brianna Fuentes is here. She is in charge of getting you stuff. The interlibrary specialist. She's the loan specialist. It's on loan.
Yes, the loan.
And doesn't matter where it is in the country, she could find it for you if you need it. So how do you use the interlibrary loan system? I know you do it. How do I do it?
You can either go on our share catalog, which is basically when you search up for a book. Mm-hmm. You can also go through, I believe, WizKat. And, or you could also just let us know that you're requesting a book through email or calling us.
Now, I do that when I want a DVD. I type in the name of the DVD, and it lists the local libraries that have it. If it says Racine, I just contact Racine. If it says some of the other libraries on there, I just let you guys handle that part of it.
Right.
You can call up and say, listen, I want this. Well, it's online. You go look for it online.
Yeah.
And just let me know when it gets here. Don't give me any back talk. I pay your salary. No, I don't do that. People at the library are very nice.
Yes, we are.
I never do that. Here's something I didn't know. You guys don't have any late fees anymore.
No, we don't.
I would look at something when I was growing up, and even, recently, I'd say, oh, no, I can't get to the library right now. I get dressed, get out there, get my shoes on, get to the library before it's done. I got to run out there, and I get it in the book drop before they pick up the books out of the book drop. And I just made it there in time. Then I find out there's no charge for it anyway.
Nope, not a 25-cent charge, but we do charge if it's lost, so.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I did that once. I got some, we used to run a show here on our FM station, WEZY there. It was called Sunday Brunch on Broadway. And occasionally people asked for certain Broadway musicals, and I didn't have everyone. I had a couple of hundred of them, but I didn't have everyone. But the library did. And one of them was the Broadway musical Hair. A lot of good songs from that show that way before you. Anyway, so I had that and another one, and I was living in a condo at the time. And I put it on the roof of my car while I was getting my stuff in to come to work here. I left them on the roof.
Oh.
And I drove away to come here. And when I got here, I looked at my briefcase. Where are those shows? I know I had them. I said, I put them on the roof. So I backtracked. And of course, I couldn't find them, on the road. It wasn't that far away, too. It was only about 5 minutes from here. But I lost them. And I went to the library and I said, I think I took them out of the library. I don't know if you guys gave them to me or not. No, I fessed up. And I said, I'm going to buy them. I'm going to go to the store right now and buy brand new copies for you. Mm-hmm. And I did that. Instead of paying for them, I got brand new copies. That's when stores sold CDs. And I gave you brand new copies, still in the wrapper. And I said, my bad. Here it is. And I'm sorry. And it will never happen again. Please don't ban me from the library. Yeah. We're taking away your library card. Your photo is going to be posted
in
the lobby.
You're banned from the library.
Your photo is going to be on display here at the library. And they're going to, Mr. Bookman is going to look out for you.
Mr. Bookman.
He's going to be on the lookout for you, Mr. Rosen. Never come back again. Actually, it was very nice. And the CD must still be there. You still have CDs at the library.
Yeah, we have a huge selection. We even have vinyl records, too, that you can check out.
You don't have Bye Bye Birdie.
I don't even know what that is.
The musical Bye Bye Birdie?
No.
Oh, come on. Anyway.
I'm not cultured.
The Massapequa Library doesn't have that one. But if you take out, I can't remember what I think the other musical was Pippin.
Okay,
it was Pippin Hair. If you take that out of the Racine Library, those are the ones I bought.
If it's still there, I'm going to have to look for it.
Why wouldn't it be there?
I mean, sometimes they get lost or they never come back.
But somebody's responsible for them.
Yes.
And you gotta,
I mean, we find them, but...
You need a Mr. Bookman.
Oh, yes, we definitely do.
Well, the library detective from Seinfeld, Mr. Bookman. All right. Well, so this is great. Just quick review. You can get anything you want through Brianna. She will find it for you if it could be found anywhere in America. She will locate it for you, track it down, and get it for you best she could. Spring book sale is coming up. What date again?
April. Let me check my notes. Spring book sale coming up April 25th to the 27th, but the 25th is only open to members only.
Members of what?
Members of the Friends of the Library.
Oh, there's a membership.
Yep. You get early access.
No, I didn't know. Now there's a secret organization.
Yep.
You have a secret handshake and everything?
I guess so. I can't tell you.
The secret password is to get into the library. Okay, you have the solar eclipse viewing at the library April 8th from 12:52 to 3:22. They give you special glasses to wear. Meet your favorite local author event is coming up on...
April 27th.
A lot of stuff going on in April.
Mm-hmm.
April 27th. Okay, and the library is closed this Friday.
Yep.
And don't forget, get your seeds at the library, too.
Yep, free seeds for everyone.
So you can grow an Audrey plant. You know what Audrey plants are?
Nope.
From the Little Shop of Horrors, they grew little Audrey, and Audrey went on to eat people.
Oh, yeah, don't plant those.
From the Little Shop of Horrors.
Don't plant those.
From outer space. Brianna Fuentes, thank you very much for coming here. You're a pleasant person to have here in the morning, and thank you very much. I do appreciate you popping in here.
Thank you for having me, Don.
All right, catch you tomorrow, folks, 6 a.m., bright and early at 7:59. Earl Ingram coming up next.